Hey there, prayer warriors. Mark here, and just hope you're having a prayerful week and just a prayerful life. And let's just open with a quick word of prayer today and just give thanks. Dear Lord, we just praise your name. We lift up your name. We give thanks. Thank you for all you do for us. You know, you meet our needs, not our wants, our desires, and you forgive us. You have that grace. You have that mercy. And Lord, just show that to us today as we just call out to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. What I'd like to do just for a couple of weeks is sometimes in the Old Testament, you know, the Bible mentions prayer well over 600 times, so over 660 times, in fact. And sometimes we look at that prayer in the New Testament and, you know, Jesus in the garden and the apostles and the book of Acts. We really kind of focus on that. However, where did that prayer come from? Where did those strong prayer lives? We've taken a look at David in the book of Psalms, but what I'd like to do is take a look at some of those other prayers in the Old Testament, some of those unique prayers that we can continue to understand and build as our foundation and understand and look to God for just guidance and wisdom in our prayer. And all prayer is, we're just talking to God. You know, you don't have to fold your hands all the time. You don't have to close your eyes, because many of us pray when we're driving. So I just pray that while you're driving, you're not folding your hands and closing your eyes. So we can just talk to God anytime, whether we're singing in the car and we have tears coming down, just pouring out of us because we're so thankful. We're calling out to God and just giving God thanks. Or we have to pull off to the side of the road and just say, God, forgive me. I pray for mercy and your grace. But anyway, so let's open up just quickly to the book of Genesis. And really, it's when did prayer start? What's the first mention? And first mention in the Bible is pretty important, whether it's in the New Testament or Old Testament, according to doctrines and things like that. Well, in this case, did Adam and Eve pray in the garden? Well, no. There's no mention of prayer in there because God was walking with them. They had that personal relationship, that very close relationship with them, with God. And, you know, so God walked with them. And so then Adam and Eve had Cain and Abel, and Cain killed Abel, and we still don't have any discussion of prayer. But here, if we take a look at Genesis 4:26, so here Adam and Eve, you know, Eve is pregnant again. They give birth to Seth. So that's their third son. And then Seth has a son, and he named him Enosh. And then, so here we are in 4:26, Genesis 4:26. Then men began to call on the name of the Lord. Wow. So either God has kind of withdrawn from the garden and those areas, and he's kind of set the standard. Then men begin to call on the name of the Lord. So that's first real mention of prayer, as men begin to, you know, call on the name of the Lord. They're in 4:26 in the book of Genesis. So that's kind of interesting. And then, you know, there's some other parts in Genesis where they continue to call on the name of the Lord. However, it really picks up, about 800 years later, Moses is down there in Egypt, and we take a look at just a couple of examples there in Exodus. So we looked at Genesis. Now let's take a quick look at Exodus. So as we look at Exodus, if you look at Exodus 2:23 to 25, so remember that the Jewish people are being held essentially captive down there in southern Egypt. They're being worked as slaves. They're, you know, making mud bricks for the Pharaoh. But Moses is down there with them. And it starts there in 2:23, and it says, so here's this a very oppressed people. They haven't left Egypt, but they're very oppressed. Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out. and their cry came upon to God because of the bondage. So here's this very important verse. Suddenly those tribes from Israel who have been held in bondage and captivity down there, essentially in slavery, they cried out and their cry came up to God because of the bondage. Very important, you know, because that's sometimes what we do is when we're down in those valleys, when we have those critical times in our lives, that's when we finally cry out to God. And that's what God wants. He wants us when we are down at the bottom of that valley, when we are in the pit. He wants to hear our voice cry out to him. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham and with Isaac and Jacob. So God hears our prayers, and so that's just one of those critical pieces. You know, God says yes, no, or wait. In this case, he said, yes, I hear your prayers, and he'll hear your prayers as well. So very important there in Exodus. And so in the interim, you know, after that happens, we all know, you know, we had plagues and things like that, and the Pharaoh finally said, okay, go ahead and cross the Red Sea. Red Sea departs. They cross over into the Sinai Peninsula. They mess it up again. Caleb and Joshua, they go in and say, hey, we got this. Let's go into the promised land. And the other spies say, oh, no, they're too big. And they're not relying upon God. And so God goes, hey, this generation is going to pass, and you guys are going to wander in the desert. So anyway, they're out there wandering in the desert, making this 40-year journey as opposed to a four-day journey. And once again, it's this conversation between Moses, this vertical conversation that Moses and God are having about this 1.5 million or so people out there wandering in the desert, and they're complaining. And so if you take a look at 32:9, very important here, very important passage, and a great example of what God wants to hear. And it says, and the Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people, and indeed it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, and I'll make you a great nation. So he's going to wipe out all these guys, still let Moses finish the journey, and he's going to make Moses a great journey, but he's going to take care of all the rabble-rousers out there. And Moses pleaded. So and isn't this what we do in our prayer lives sometimes? We plead. And he pleaded with the Lord and said, Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and a mighty hand? So we're talking about this amazing, you know, prayer that Moses has given back up. He's pleading on behalf of his people when God is just saying, I give up. I am done with you. You and I feel that way sometimes too, don't we? We call out to God, and it's like, God, what do you want me to do? And we don't have an answer. We don't hear an answer. But I just pray that we plead with God. We just continually plead with God. And in this same vein, if we flip over to Exodus 32 verse 30, and so Moses goes up, you know, And he's saying, perhaps I can make atonement for your sin. And then Moses returns to the Lord. He says, all these people. So Moses has now given up on the people. These people have sinned a great sin, have made for themselves a god of gold. Yet now, if you will forgive their sins, and if I pray, he's praying on behalf of those people, blot me out of your book, which you have written. And we do that. It's intercessory prayer. That's a very important prayer when we are praying for others. You know, we plead with God. We pray on behalf of others. Intercessory prayer, we pray for our families. We pray for our churches. We pray for our communities. At the same time, we pray for forgiveness. We plead with God. So I just want to ask you today, are you pleading with God? Do you need to plead with God for yourself, or have that intercessory prayer where we plead on behalf of others? So those are just kind of some of the things in the starting in the Old Testament where we first hear about them calling on the name of the Lord, where we start pleading with God, where we have these conversations with God, where we just love God a little more every day. Don't expect an answer, but you can call on God. Thank you, brothers and sisters, prayer warriors. Just have an amazing week, and we'll see you next week.